Hare Krishna. Well, we are arrived here at the Black Sea town, whose name I can't remember. And we had yesterday started off a bit exciting. I woke up at 2 o'clock just to find out that I... flight from Budapest to Vienna had been cancelled, and so the airlines had rerouted us via Moscow, which would have brought us sort of to our destination at 3 o'clock in the morning the next day, and that didn't sound very sattvic way of traveling, if traveling is sattvic under any condition. So we did manage to actually get new tickets and then come to drive to Vienna, because the flight was originally going through Budapest, Vienna. So we got to board at Vienna, and then after that everything was smooth. And then from Vienna we came to Krasnodar, which has a very, very close resemblance to Krishna, Krasnodar. So people are sort of doing some namabhas by saying that name. And then from there, there's a pleasant drive to where we are, and of course we're ahead of the festival here. The festival's starting on the 11th, and today's the 8th. But meeting here with other disciples from the CIS from Russia, and last night we just walked out to the sea, which is just here. And then we'll have little programs as devotees are coming here to the festival. Of course, organizers are here and other devotees making preparations, and so there's already a lot of devotees here. I don't know how many will come in the end, but it's in the multiple thousands. And our stay is scheduled to be here until the 14th, and then we go back to Hungary, actually go back to New Rajadam, where on the 15th, the 17th, we have a festival. Excuse me, not a festival, a seminar. And that's the European Cow Protection Seminar. So I'll participate a little in that. There's a lot of things going on, because it's a week before we head off to India. And things are always extremely hectic, very, very busy. And this morning, listening to Srila Prabhupada's interaction with devotees. Interaction with devotees on in October, middle of October, October 14th, listening to first his astrology and then starting to do some translation on Brahma Vimohana Lila. And what I'll be talking more than the average about these recordings. Now it was 1 month to go in terms of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, not from our calendar, but from, as I mentioned, Prabhupada, I was listening to Prabhupada on October the 14th, so that's a month before he leaves, which is November the 14th. Interesting that his astrological chart had indicated that Prabhupada lived for 81 years and 4 months, and Prabhupada's birthday is in August, so August, September, October, November, almost exactly to that date. And despite Prabhupada's, obviously, even when you're just listening, extraordinarily weak condition and poor health, Prabhupada is again working on his Bhaktivedanta purports. So for me, always this idea of 40 years is a long time. That's 2 generations. And Evan, that's me. Anyway, it's a long time in which many things can happen and many things can get lost, including Srila Prabhupada's desires and wills for how he envisaged his Krishna consciousness movement to develop and spread. And there's also the opportunity for a lot of other things to happen that Prabhupada didn't want. There was things not to happen that Prabhupada wanted, and things to happen that Prabhupada didn't want. Certainly the challenge is obvious and is inevitable. How we face those challenges, that's another thing. And really the sure burden of responsibility, while inherited by Srila Prabhupada's immediate disciples, but it's inevitably passing on. It's passing on to his followers. And how will they actually take responsibility for that? There was a unique mood or unique spirit when Prabhupada was present with us. That was that both Prabhupada expected and Prabhupada's followers were willing to sacrifice anything and everything to carry on Srila Prabhupada's mission. And while that spirit continued even after Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, it started to fray. Prabhupada had established many things, but his vision left a lot to be done. While he talked about Varnashram as being 50% of his mission, I think if you view that in terms of something that need to be founded, established as a foundation, it's a different story than something that's to be completed. In other words, even though Prabhupada gave us temples, deities, his books, and so many other things, and he considered that to be a half. Even in that half, he gave us a blueprint to build the foundation, but he wanted that the chanting go on in every town and village, not just in some, that the deities. People worship deities in their homes, that there be temples everywhere. So it wasn't that that was complete, but rather the blueprint was complete. And the blueprint for Varnashram remained incomplete. But even had that been complete, obviously its implementation would require a lot of dedication, sacrifice, austerity, to really make it happen. And it's Lord Chaitanya's desire. No doubt it'll happen one way or another, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prophesies that it's a scriptural statement. The real thing is, who is going to do it? And Srila Prabhupada wanted his followers to do it, because whoever does it gets the credit. And in this case, credit doesn't necessarily mean name and fame, but they get a lot of mercy and a lot of blessings from Krishna. And I'm just looking to see if I can find it here. The verse. And what's that? Blessings that we get from Krishna. Well, Krishna himself says, Yaitamam bhukteshu sampradayat supushkalam tasyaham brahmadaya sadadami atmanam atmana. So Krishna says that those people who give themselves to giving Krishna consciousness to others, then he gives himself to those people. And that's ultimately the perfection of bhakti, when Krishna becomes the property of the devotee. So here Krishna connects that with the preaching and distribution of Krishna consciousness. Well, from now on, you can expect to have some English and Russian podcasts for the next few days, because although I'll be speaking in English, simultaneously it'll be translated into Russian, and I hope that that's okay. Hare Krishna.